I think for us as human beings, one of the most perplexing questions that we face in every generation, down through the centuries, is how is it that political systems that have characterized human civilization for so long can so often be so corrupt? How is it that political systems can so often be so corrupt? This is the perennial question, and one that is addressed in today's Old Testament reading in a particular way. For in this reading, the one who is truly the good leader is God. And God is speaking through the Book of Wisdom, where he says the following. He declares that to govern others is to be entrusted with a responsibility that actually comes from God himself. And God is the one who will ultimately hold every political leader accountable for good or for ill. This passage, in a particular way, focuses on those leaders who do not rule in a right way. For you see, to be a ruler, to be a leader, is to be particularly concerned with the virtue of justice. And here's a simple definition of justice: to give to the other what is rightly due to them. To give to the other what is rightly due to them. And that is at the heart of what politics is to be all about. Now, it's very clear in Holy Scripture that as Christians, we are to respect and abide by the laws established by the state, unless those laws are contrary to the higher law, to the higher justice, to the justice of God. In times like this, when there is this conflict, Christians are called to seek to change the laws, or if they believe they're called to do so, to enact civil disobedience. We understand, it's very clear, we've just celebrated Remembrance Day, that in a world like this, there are many times when justice is not exercised. Today in Canada, we as Catholics and other people who are committed to their faith understand this in a particular way in regards to injustice in relation to the unborn and the dying. Over the weekend, I had the opportunity to spend a bit of time at a conference called Change is in the Air. And what was encouraging about this conference, which was dealing with pro-life issues, is the people who are now moving this movement are young people. Perhaps some of you have heard of Sam Osterhoff. Sam Osterhoff is the youngest person to ever be elected to the Ontario legislature. He became an MPP at the age of 19. And Sam is now in his second term as an MPP, and he is absolutely explicit to say that he will give his political life to pushing in the direction of laws that help to protect particularly the unborn. At this conference, the young people who were there were talking creatively and thoughtfully in a way that we haven't in Canada for at least a generation about how over time we want to influence the legislative direction of our country, very much like what Wilberforce did back in the 18th century in relation to slavery. And so what we are needing to recognize is that what inspires this kind of movement? Well, it is the scripture itself. And one of the things the movements that are being articulated now are seeking to do is to be involved at both the legislative level and also at the level of wanting to, one person at a time, seek to change minds. Listen again to part of our reading from Wisdom. But a strict inquiry is in store for the mighty. To you then, O monarchs, My words are directed so that you may learn wisdom and not transgress. Do you see what this is saying? God desires for there to be a change in the mind and the heart of leaders. That's the first step. He wants there to be this opportunity for a conversion. Now, the passage goes on to speak about that while this life of justice may not be extended as it should, God is always at work. But the passage is also clear, maybe read it again, that for those leaders who at the end have acted without justice, the one who is truly just will indeed judge them. And this is one of the great tensions that we have to hold together. That in a world like this, sometimes leaders get away with incredible atrocities. But we truly believe that in the end, there will be true justice. The one who is God, the one who is merciful, is the one who will also call to account leaders who have abused their positions. So what should our attitude be? What should our mindset be? Well, the reading from Wisdom tells us in the very last verse for today's text. Listen to these words. For they will be made holy who observe holy things in holiness. They will be made holy who observe holy things in holiness. In other words, people who are wanting to live justly are wanting to live in according with God's ways. They will be made holy, and those who have been taught them will find a defense. Therefore, set your desire on my words, long for them, and you will be instructed. I was inspired this weekend to go to Changes in the Air because it showed me people in their 20s, people in their early 30s who are totally committed to the pro-life movement. They will persevere. And I'm inspired by their example that we too will never tire of seeking to live and to represent the purposes of God, the justice of God, in a world that is so often unjust. May we follow the example set for us in today's reading, whereby we desire to grow in holiness, while at the same time in our spheres of influence, to seek to have a positive effect on society in keeping with God's good and perfect justice.